This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The winter surge is on. Coronavirus deaths are rising in nearly two-thirds of the states. The virus has killed nearly 400,000 people in this country, and now warnings that mutations are popping up fast. So far, vaccines do seem to be effective against them. Separately, a top health official in California is warning against using one lot of the Moderna vaccine there. Mike Gracia's got this.
California's state epidemiologist says the state should halt the use of a lot of coronavirus vaccines after some people received medical treatment for possible severe allergic reactions. Dr. Erica Pan recommends a halt to vaccinations using lot 41L20A of the Moderna vaccine until an investigation of the possible allergic reactions is completed. Fewer than 10 people who all received the vaccine at the same community site required medical attention over a 24-hour period. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Secret Service is warning National Guard troops arriving in Washington for President-elect Biden's inauguration on Wednesday to stop posting photos and details of their operations online. Washington's locked down tight ahead of tomorrow's inauguration of President-elect Biden. The President-elect isn't going to waste any time getting to work, the AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The first action Joe Biden wants to take as president is a bill calling for an eight-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people without legal status in this country. The measure would include a shorter period of time and path for the so-called dreamers, the young people who arrived illegally as children. The bill would not include enhanced border security favored by many Republicans. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The FBI's arrested Riley June Williams, a woman accused by a former boyfriend of taking a laptop from the office of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is AP News. A celebrity couple has a new baby. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Justin Timberlake introducing us to the newest member of his and wife Jessica Biel's household.
His name is Phineas, and he's awesome, and he's so cute, and nobody's sleeping.
Lack of sleep not the only concern Timberlake mentions in his chat on Ellen. He uses a football analogy to explain what life for him and Biel is like now that they're parents of two, and not one.
You go from a zone defense to a man-to-man really quickly. Sort of like split and you go get that one, I'll get this one.
Phineas joins 5-year-old Silas in the Timberlake Beale household. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Canada says the Boeing 737 MAX can return to its airspace starting tomorrow. The MAX was grounded for nearly 2 years after two deadly crashes overseas. The announcement from Transport Canada. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.